In the heart of the outback, you can still see the telegraph station that helped link cities like Sydney and Melbourne with the rest of the world. The town of Alice Springs grew up around those first buildings, and today is a seeming metropolis in the sparsely populated interior of the country. We'll visit that historic spot on this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In the 1850s and 60s, John Stuart explored remote central interior of the Australian continent. He led the first Europeans to cross the country from south to north.
Today we have a highway named in honour of that man, the Stuart Highway. It's about 3,000 kilometres or 1,700 miles in length. That highway is basically the path that Mr. Stuart cut across the country.
Tony Emmel says that route was also the initial path for a telegraph line that would link the continent's largest cities with the rest of the world. Stations were built to repeat the signal over the large distance.
So across that 3,000-kilometre journey, there were 12 repeater stations. The Alice Springs repeater station was the most central repeater station in Australia, and it still operates today as a museum.
It took 23 months to build the telegraph line across the heart of Australia.
The first message was sent on the 22nd of August in 1872, but by 1932, so 60 years later, there was no real need for telegraph communication in central Australia. Population had then increased. We had a train service that made its way to Alice Springs.
Sir Charles Todd was placed in charge of the telegraph project.
The buildings that are set up as the telegraph station today that remain as a cultural precinct were named for a very long time Stuart, after the explorer who cut his way across this country.
But today the town of Stuart has vanished and another town name is in its place. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Alice Springs, Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.